Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. More with Steve Fogelsong of the NCBA in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Hey neighbors, you don't want to miss the 32nd annual Western Oklahoma Aubrey Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th at 12 noon at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne on the west side of town. 50 head of high quality bulls to be offered. Angus, crossbred, red Angus, Hereford. For more information, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Western Oklahoma Aubrey Bull Sale, February 6th, Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne. Name of his ranch in Illinois, the Black Gold Ranch, and Steve Fogelsong now wearing the hat of leadership as president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in 2010. Had the opportunity to sit down and visit with him about a variety of subjects at this year's Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio, and Steve Fogelsong says that he is very concerned about what the government may do to cattle producers and their ability to do business through regulation.
Well, you know, with the senator from Massachusetts being elected, it took some pressure off of us on cap and trade and some of those other things. My biggest concern today is the chance that we're going to be over-regulated now, because it doesn't have to go through the legislature. You got the EPA and FDA and others that potentially they could float regulations out that could be totally devastating to our business. You know, you see regulations on dust, you see EPA wanting to extend the scope of the Clean Water Act, those sorts of things that can wipe us out. And we've got to be constantly diligent, because that's not going to go through a legislative process. That's going to be just regulations. They're going to be written in by bureaucrats that are there in Washington, D.C., and we've got to be all over that.
Cattle producer Steve Fogelsong, who's, of course, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one regulation the cattle industry not thrilled about at all, the renewable fuels policy that's been moved forward now by the EPA this week. A Deutsche Bank analyst say that this U.S. government review of the renewable fuels policy is bullish for corn, for ethanol anyway, and as a result, probably negative for those that are feeding it to livestock. Now, as we wrapped up our conversation with Steve Fogelsong, we asked him about what one thing did he really want to accomplish during his year as president of the NCBA. Didn't take him long to come up with his answer.
Here's what we're going to look at really hard. You see misinformation in the media, you know, newsprint, movies, stuff that just plain ain't right. And you're going to see us be right out on the edge. If you write or print something that's just totally false, expect us to be right in your face about it. And I mean quickly. And we're going to combat that kind of stuff, because if we don't do that, pretty soon those perceptions become reality. We're not going to allow that. And it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, stuff that's about our association, the policies that we've taken, you know, or it's stuff just about the industry. We're going to be very, very aggressive and be out on the edge. We're a trade association. Our job is to defend what we do. We're going to be right out there and hit it hard.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in 2010 and raring to go, Steve Fogelsong. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch. The sale will start at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 6th at the ranch 6 miles south and 11 west of Laverne, Oklahoma. Selling 80 Hereford and 55 Angus bulls, yearlings and two-year-olds, and 70 spring calving bred Herefords plus Angus heifers with many to calve before sale day. Call 580-837-5532 or go to dvauctions.com for more info on Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch, Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.